Blog Talk Radio.
We come here to lead a moral life, to keep away from people, sin, temptation, worldliness.
Yeah, well, you sure picked a good spot for that.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Was a lucky April shower. Was the most convenient door. I found $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. The rain continued for an hour. I hung around for 3 or 4. Around $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. She was selling china, and when she made those eyes, I kept buying china until the crowd got wise. Incidentally, if you should run into a shower, just step inside my cottage door and meet the $1 million baby from the 5 and 10 cent store. Selling china, and when she made those eyes, I kept buying china until the crowd got wise. Incidentally, if you should run into a shower, just step inside my cottage door and meet the $1 million baby from the 5 and 10 cent store. From the 5 and 10 cent store.
And now live from coast to coast, it is the Possum Hour theme.
Next, the FBI in color. Motor Company presents the FBI. A Quinn Martin, Warner Brothers production. Starring Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. Also starring Philip Abbott, Stephen Brooks, with guest stars Telly Savalas, Susan Strasberg, Robert Duvall, Robert Drivas. Special guest star, Walter Pidgeon, and Celeste Holm as Flo Clementi. Tonight's episode, The Executioners, Part 1.
sounds like a dandy. Celeste Home. It's Roberto Clemente or somebody. I like it. I hope my sound is 5x5 because we are in an experimental setup here. I had to call myself because I can't call out. It's hard to explain. All righty. Yeah, Walter Pigeon. Walter Pigeon. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you on that path, and I hope my voice is coming through. I guess you can hear me. Well, tonight's closed captioning is provided by the National Beat Council and the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of radiation leisure suits and lead line underpants. Made Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in fake radio entertainment. Monday nights, it's us at 10, Possum Hour. This Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley. Open his mail. Yeah, that's a lot because of the holiday. This Wednesday, 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chin Dribble with his guest, Phineas Botswana Finster, world-renowned Brussels sprout aficionado. Thursday, it's Chunk Bluster's most embarrassing boom booms. And then it's Friday Night Possum Somewhere. What you got there is a week's worth of worthwhile time-wasting in germs. All righty. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, this public service announcement.
Deedle-dum-dum, there was a turtle by the name of Bert, and the turtle was very alert. When danger threatened him, he never got hurt. He knew just what to do. He ducked and covered, ducked and covered.
He did what we all must learn to do.
You and you
and you
and you.
Be sure and remember what Bert the Turtle just did, friends, because every one of us must remember to do the same thing. That's what this film is all about. Duck and cover. Paul and Patty know this. No matter where they go or what they do, they always try to remember what to do if the atom bomb explodes right then. It's a bomb. Duck and cover. Sundays, holidays, vacation time, we must be ready every day, all the time, to do the right thing if the atomic bomb explodes. Duck and cover. That's the first thing to do. Duck and cover. First, you duck. Then, you cover. You duck and cover tight. Duck and cover under the table. It's a bomb. Duck and cover.
He did what we all must learn to do.
You and you
and you
and you. Duck and cover.
There's our first caller. Welcome to Possum Hour.
This is Vlad. I live in the matchbox in corner of Kremlin. May your shorts fill with goulash.
Vlad the Answer Man. Welcome aboard, comrade.
Greetings, misled capitalist dogs.
Do you have tonight's answer, sir?
Da. Tonight's answer. Studio 54. Area 51. And nuclear codes.
Studio 54. Area 51 and the nuclear codes? Well, then what's the question?
Question is, What was in empty top secret folders FBI find in Bobo's desk? Nichigoro to see here. Nos Madonna. Tabarich.
Here's a tune I wrote many, many years ago with Ray Charles, later covered by Willie Nelson, another dear, dear friend of mine, and it goes something like this. Are you ready, boys? Fresno, oh, Fresno, yeah, the whole valley through, just that old hot sun keeps Fresno on Bobby's mind, yeah. A song about you comes so sweet and clear, like Venice and the pines. Yeah, other towns reach out for me, other gigs smile tenderly, still in the sweaty dreams I see that the roads lead back to you. Highway 99, baby, yeah. Fresburg, can you dig it? Fresnoid. No piece of asphalt, no. It's just that old hot sun, yeah. Keeps Fresno on Bobby Bolari's that old hot sun, baby. It's gonna make you the sunshine of Bobby's life. Can you dig it? Play that axe, Eugene. So don't daylight cheat you. Can you dig it? Right on.
You possum push, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
Again.
He's been busy.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Getting his ass kicked over there. Yeah. They're playing around with the nuclear power plant now, man.
Yeah.
Crying out loud. What a jagash. Yeah, well.
End of the world.
End of the world. Hell in a handbasket over here.
Indeed.
Other than that, though, how was your week?
Oh, it's just swell.
Did you sell any gars? Go gar selling?
Yes, I did. Yeah,
sweet.
I had a great Friday. $2,500 nice. Friday.
Wow, that's a lot of gars.
Yes, that is.
Whew.
It's a record.
Good, man. That's
keep
cool.
That steward going.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a weird weekend off, man. And then it rained the whole weekend, so I couldn't do any yard work or anything. I was just like, you know. So I mean, I got inspired and did the Vlad bit and all that there. But
that's great. You got the rain to thank for that.
Pretty much. Yeah, work Thursday night. Yeah. Work Thursday night, and then number one son stopped by. That was kind of cool.
Okay.
He was taking his dog to the vet here in town, so he came in from Cleveburg. Spent the
Anything
night.
Anything wrong with Paulie?
Hey, he has a... He's susceptible to big old nasty moles on his skin. He's got one right by his eye, and it wouldn't be a problem except he'll scratch it, and then and it's bleeding, and it ain't no goo. That's
no,
ugly.
No.
So they got to get that removed, and they don't trust their.
give them a cone. Give them a cone to wear.
They don't trust the vet up in Cleveland. Ford said I had a whole weekend to watch the Pirates lose. That's true. Actually, technically, listen to the Pirates lose. I only get the radio feed because for some ungodly reason, I'm in the blackout area.
Oh, geez.
For MLB. What the f... It's a 3.5-hour drive. 3 hours with a good win, you know, but...
Real estate guy didn't tell you that.
Sheesh, already. All right, that gets my blood boiling, thinking about that. Why don't we blow something the fuck up?
Yep, blow it up.
I like it. Get our rocks off. This is a really weird thing I got to get worked out here on Blog Talk. They won't let me delete any files for the last couple weeks.
No?
I'm hoping it would just, you know, fix itself. Well, it hasn't, and it's getting mighty crowded. You already know. I mean, I've already complained about this or made fun of my own self.
I could have not delete.
Well, I can't get to the page where you delete them.
Okay.
Every time I go to that page, it sends me back to the login. Go figure.
Bite in the ass.
I tell you,
Down the head basket.
All right, where's the one I got for tonight? Man, and if you don't... If you don't... Oh, here it is. If you don't label it right, well, you're in for... All right.
And now an encore presentation.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, blowing up the chipmunks.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you.
Holy shit!
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said,
What's all the damn noise?
Very paraphrastic.
This will not stand, you know? This aggression will not stand, man.
Listen to me, honey. Listen to my name.
Psycho Billy.
Pile?
Shazam!
Pile?
Shazam!
Pile?
Shazam!
Pile?
Shazam!
Pile?
You're being very on, dude.
Alrighty.
I like it.
Yeah, it was. It's like it was. That was the wise guys. I went back to the wise guys.
Back to the wise guys.
Don't touch my greasy hair. They says. They says over there. They says. They says.
I was wondering what they were saying.
Don't touch my Greek. Well, it's kind of hard, man. Half of it's in Ukrainian, I think. So they think about that, man. They found like 40 or so empty top secret envelopes when they raided Mar-a-Lago. Oh, boy. We are fucked. We are fucking fucked, man. Oh, boy.
And you know he's giving it to his buddy.
Who knows? Who the fuck knows? We have been sorely compromised as a country.
Oh, yes.
Our intelligence. The
people are still on his side. They refuse to
see it. Oh, my God.
Say it.
What are you going to do? All right. There's Dr. Cake. Dr. Cake is here. As Captain Jean-Luc Picard would say. A great line in the one that Borg movie. The line must be drawn here.
So how did he get a Shakespearean actor?
Well, it was cool about him, man. Like, Kirk threw down, like, every episode. But you had to really piss off Picard to get him to start swinging, man. And when he did, man, he was a wicked motherfucker. We'll mess with Picard.
Never All seen right. it.
Man, that was a pretty good one. I don't know. I lost interest after the Next Generation movie. Well, actually, the last Next Generation movie was so bad that I kind of went, you know, Star Trek might be done over here. Anyway, Dr. Cake isn't done, because it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. Cake
Dr.
might be,
Cake.
But not Dr. Cake. She's not done. All right.
And Skippy.
Someone left the cake out in the rain.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah. Star Trek Nemesis. Yeah, that was it. That was the worst. Yep, Cake. Oh, boy. That was just...
Well, you liked that remake, though, didn't you?
I thought it was okay. I thought it was okay.
You loved
I didn't
it.
Hate
really
it.
Mean.
Did I love it? I guess I did.
Yeah.
I thought it was good at the time.
Good movies on Tubi this month, man. We got Doctor Strangelove. Got the original Dracula, original Frankenstein.
Oh, really? On Tubi?
Yeah.
I did Frankenstein. I just watched Doctor Strangelove
Frankenstein.
Doctor Strangelove today on YouTube. If anybody wants to watch it.
Okay.
Yeah, watch it for free. That's a quick watch, man.
Yep, good stuff.
I didn't realize
that see
Dr. Strange, Dr. Strangelove really doesn't come in until the last 10 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
That crazy, whatever that crazy colonel is, with the bodily fluids. and all these stupid names
it.
Like, what was his name? Colonel Backguano or something? Backguano? Really? It's fun watching him again because you know the shit you missed, you know? Keenan Wynn was Backguano. That was his name.
Yeah.
And
the answer to the Coca-Cola company.
And then it spritzes him in the face. There's Apple Cheeks Alice has just joined us, which was a lucky break because we were coming apart, man.
Indeed
we
were.
For coming, Apple Cheeks Alice. She fell asleep, man. She didn't pause the mower in time. She says the smoke here is doing a number on me. Oh, man, more forest fires and shit. I don't like that. Whole world's burning, man.
Yeah, got that right.
Well, completing the complete Canadian contingent is our old pal, Ford Prefect.
Ford?
Yeah. He's deemed us worthy of his royal presence tonight here in the Possum.
There you go.
I've never seen the Orville, Dr. Cake. GT likes the Orville.
Never seen it.
You know, it wouldn't be the Vogans doing the universe a favor by blowing up Earth. Those are for Ford Prefect. That's about right, Jack. Oh, boy. Alrighty. Where are we at here? I'm gonna play the long cue next because I gotta pee, man. Drinking water all day, I'm making the push to lose weight. I didn't have any beer all day, and drinking water all day, and I've been peeing all damn day.
That's me. I'm water guy all day.
Sheesh. Stuff goes through you like water. Alright. Thank you for coming forward. Thanks for coming, Cake. Thank you for coming, Apple Cheeks.
Cake. Apple Cheeks.
And there he is. G.T. Trenton, the one, the only, the man,
GTO.
The legend, the strongest man on the internets.
Yes, without a doubt.
Get my cue up here, man. Let's see if I got it. I'm so confused, man. all right, there it is. There it is. Oh, good. That's a longy, man. I'll be able to pee and get more water. Whee!
Big Lebowski's on Tubi, too.
What is?
Big Lebowski.
No way. God, man, they got a good month of shit. I'll bet you that's on YouTube, too, since it's on Tubi.
Yeah, Creature in the Black Lagoon.
Creature in the Black Lagoon.
Yeah.
I want to see them Frankenstein. I watch Frankenstein.
Bride of Frankenstein was even better than the original.
Oh, Bride of Frankenstein could be the greatest movie ever made. It's
Dog Day Afternoon. I just watched Dog Day
Afternoon.
Dog Day Afternoon.
Get
movie.
The fuck out of here.
Yeah, good stuff.
Right. Awesome, man. We got some movie watching to watch here.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Thanks for coming, GT. And there he is, our old pal, Ope, first man in the lounge tonight.
Other people's eyes.
Doing his good works out there in the middle of America.
Uh-huh.
Truth, justice, in the American way. And I just heard, hopefully, fireworks. Gunshots, not so much. All right, well, here in the hovering around the in our Possum Hour spacecraft with me is Professor R.J. Gumby.
Yes.
And that would be, maybe it was thunder. I don't know. That would be the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Zyper.
As the Beaver.
Hey-o.
I'm
picture with six young cuckoos who just disappeared. I must go, you gotta go. And he can't feel the world that is there you go. Right, the maker's watching you, he's got you in his sight. Well, Bonnie ain't Jesus, try and get a clue. In the end, he wants to fuck you. Don't mess with the devil, he'll end up with your soul. I'm watching you, you reap what you sow. Fuck you, fuck a nation. Fuck you, for your creation. Fuck, fuck, I know it. Fuck you for retardation. The fat orange man is a fucking nation.
What kind of shit is that?
Fuck.
One of Gumby's.
Us, man.
One of Gumby's.
You fucker!
A little late on that, but we're finding these songs all over the place.
Yeah, Aftermath died in one season, and the Trapper John MD show went on for like 5 years, I think.
Yeah,
four or 5 years.
For a while.
That was pretty successful. Because Perno Roberts rocked, man.
Uh-huh. I never seen it, though. I don't think I did. If I did,
I saw it a couple times. It was on, like, Monday nights at 10. And
Aftermath
Howard...
was horrible.
Oh, Aftermath was the worst. Oh, man.
Uh-huh.
Whew. It was like a situation comedy with absolutely no comedy.
Uh-huh.
What you had there was just a situation. Sticky situation. Ford liked it. Oh, okay, I'm glad you guys liked that. That was a good one, man.
There you go.
It was heartfelt. It was dedicated to those 40 or so empty top secret folders whose contents are floating around somewhere.
And Wayne Rogers did that other TV show that wasn't as successful.
House Calls.
No, he did something where it was a 1940s detective, something about Los Angeles.
Yeah, City of Angels.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
But he did House Calls, too, for like 3 years.
Did he?
Based on the Walter Matthau movie. And it originally had the Georgie girl, what's her head? And it's the old, they had, I believe she had a baby and they wouldn't let her breastfeed on the set, so she quit. They got Sharon Gless.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, replaced her, that, and then
Gagging
it went off.
Lacey.
You can't do that. You can't kick no woman off for breastfeeding and expect people to tune back in. A bunch of animals. So.
It's natural.
So I
there you go.
This week, Tuesday, my lunches with number two son was canceled this week. He had, I don't remember what he had. He had some lame excuse. So anyway, being Tuesday, I was kind of like, you know, Taco Tuesday, man. I'm like, ooh, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a little taco. So I jump in the old Possum Mobile and tool it over to Taco Bell. And I want to try those damn Dorito Taco Supremes, with the Dorito Taco Shell.
Yeah.
Three Dorito Taco Supremes. Thank you so much. Alrighty, get my stuff. And I handed the lady, it was like $8, and I handed her $13. The fives were stuck together.
Yeah, yeah.
She noticed it and gave, you know, give me the fin back. Cool. Thank you. God bless you. You're a good person.
Okay.
Go
That's
home.
Honest person.
Go home. Open the first taco. What the hell is this? Regular shell. No Dorito shell. Ah. I can forgive a little mistake
that's
like
the way
that.
I like it.
So,
I don't
ate
think
that.
I would like the Dorito shell. I think I would like the regular.
Yeah, maybe so. I wouldn't know because the second one was a regular shell. It was Dorito.
Okay.
It was a Taco Supreme. Okay, cool. You get your sour cream on the Supreme and some, I don't know what else is different. But anyhow.
I've been tempted to eat that.
The third one is a soft shell thing with potatoes in it.
Completely
I'm like,
different.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is this? But I was hungry, so I ate it.
Yeah.
So the next day, Taco Wednesday, turns out to be Taco Wednesday. I was like, you know, I want to get what I want, man. You know? I'm an American.
God damn.
I pile in the old Possum Mobile and I go over to Del Taco. Ha-ha!
Ah, there you go.
A new operation from California that's come to town. Ordered three tacos, Del Tacos, just your basic Del Taco, and they were wonderful. I got exactly what I ordered, and I like their shells are great because I always like the hard shell, but they crumble up so bad. Their shells don't crumble, man. You could take a nice bite out of it, minimum of crumbling. I gotta give it 4 stars, man. Most
I work right across the street from a Taco Bell, and I'm tempted to go over there.
I've always been a Taco Supreme guy over here, but
I just eat regular tacos. I get like a half dozen regular tacos.
Yeah,
that was
drunken
food. You know, after balling, you know, go to Taco Bell.
Why, that's why they stayed open till 3, man.
Uh-huh.
Coincidence. Hope says Taco Bell makes him mad every time he goes. If you're going to piss off Hope, something's wrong.
Oh, good God.
What's wrong with your people?
That's an accomplishment, though.
It is. All right, do I have my other quickie? I got to play the other quickie, too, because the other quickie's a good quickie, too.
There's some quickie on us.
Yeah. Damn it. Shouldn't promise quickies before you make sure that the link is there. Aw, dag nabbit. Hmm. Well, I'll look around for it.
It's got to be somewhere in here.
It's got to be somewhere in here. I uploaded it.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, man. I suck as a host, man. Well, you all knew that already. Well, why don't we just get started with the 3 minutes, and I'll look for this thing during the 3 minutes. Or upload another copy. Why the hell not?
We got to have a quickie after the 3 minutes. There's no state fest rule.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it? What is it? What is it?
So here, GTO likes the Double Decker Supreme. I could see why. It has a good name to it, you know? I like that. Soft shell with beans and then a crunchy Supreme beef taco in that. Wow.
I'm the hard shell guy.
Whew. I like the hard shell. All right. What's the 3 minutes, damn it? Oh, this was the quickie. All right. I guess I made it to 3 minutes. But it's only 2 minutes, so mark it down in your scorebook, and then you'll be reimbursed at the end of the season.
Follow it with another quickie.
I think last week was a 4-minute, 3-minute, so.
Okay, so it evens out.
So it all evens out. Nothing to see here. I'm glad I found the song because it goes along with tonight's theme of Top Secret Possum Hour. You know, like those 40 or so top secret files with nothing in them. Oh, man. Oh, boy. Gotta end sometime.
Bad Orange Man.
It'll be just like that fucking movie, Dr. Strangelove. 3 minutes!
Yep.
You never get back.
Another muscle aches. Odds are he'll throw out his back tomorrow. Middle aging man. They've taken away your sports car and given you a minivan. Now he's got a secret plan for his retirement. One day he'll finish off his last assignment. Then he'll trade that minivan for a Harley Davidson and ride until his hemorrhoids cause him sorrow.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Beauty.
I'm super pumped.
Gained any weight this week?
Not really. I'm about 122.
I'm super pumped.
That's enough. Eat more of these.
McDonald's French fries.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. That'll put some meat on your bones. Man.
Sign you up.
Number one son's over the other night. I bought some Budweiser Zeros for him. Because he likes his BS. But, you know, he's not allowed to drink no more. I tried one of these.
Married man.
There was three of them left. He found nine of them. They go down quick, man. They're like water. And that was that was nasty, man. Blech. I've had some beers in that one. Yeah. That ain't one of them.
I used to like the one, what the hell is that? A Coors. Coors made a good steak beer.
Did they?
Yeah. At first,
he
used to give me a headache. That McDougal's or whatever the hell that was called.
O'Doul's. He seems to like the old Milwaukee one the best, I think. I'm not sure. yes, that was a desperation move, Ford. You inspired me to get desperate. Desperate situation. I saw this today, and I'm sure everybody knows about it. The two guys that went around stabbing everybody.
I didn't hear that.
What the fuck? Two dudes, brothers. They found one of them dead. They didn't say how he died. I'm gonna guess stabbing. they fucking went around stabbing like all these people today, man. 13 locations. It was in a stabbing spree, man. Killed a bunch of them, man.
Jesus Christ.
See, this is what happens when you have gun control, man. You get out of control stabbings. You should have AK-47s and shit like we do, man. Bigger body counts. Any mass murderer you got up there in Saskatchewan. Yeah, they're still on the lookout for the last guy. What the fuck, man?
Jesus Christ.
People are
trying to blame that on mental illness if there's two of them. But they're brothers. They could both be having a little problem.
You blame that on fucking crazy. That's what that is. You're fucking crazy.
And mental.
Mental case.
And they should be killed. They should be executed.
Well, one of them's Don.
Yeah.
Okie doke. Well, California Highway, this is the headline. California Highway covered in tomatoes for the second time in a week. Man, price of tomatoes is going up. Second time this week in Sacramento area that a truck filled with tomatoes spilled across the highway. 50,000 tomatoes. Wow.
Good guys. Jesus Christ.
Jesus. Whew. All right. In related news, a truck hits a retaining wall and spills Alfredo sauce across Tennessee Highway. So if you're on Interstate 55, look out for the Alfredo sauce. I'm looking at, I think there's going to be a huge price increase at the, we call it at the garden there. Oh, I blew my punchline. What do you call that place? Oh, man.
What the hell is that called? Green Garden?
What the fuck, man?
Olive Garden.
Olive Garden.
There you go.
Olive Garden. Okay, pretend like... Oh, thank you, Oak. Pretend like... hey, prices are going to go up at the Olive Garden.
Rudem
cheese. All right, we got a rim shot here. I think so. Somewhere.
Rim shot B.
Here we go. Rim shot B, baby.
Take it.
Yeah, most excellent. we You need one of these, too.
Cocksucker!
Always need one of those.
Okay. Apple Cheeks has two tomato plants, and they are giving her loads of medium-sized ones. Nice.
Nice.
The aroma. Apparently, you don't have whistle pigs in your yard. The only thing I can grow is peppers. They hate peppers.
They grow a lot of it.
That's all I'm growing next year. Well, next year they're going to be kicked out of my backyard by my new damn dog.
There you go.
Hopefully one that doesn't bark all through Possum Hour. God, I was going broke with buying him treats to shut him up. I swear to God, I did not know how to deal with a dog like him. He ruled the roost, man, for 10 years. Little bastard. I miss him, though. And I especially miss him when I see the whistle pigs laughing at me out there. All right.
Yes.
Moving right along. This is kind of neat. This is a feel-good story over here. A California penguin gets a second chance at life with prosthetic boots. How cool is that?
Yeah.
Lucas, an African penguin at the San Diego Zoo, was diagnosed with a degenerative foot condition called bumblefoot. It gets painful lesions on the feet and can lead to sepsis, infection, and death, etc. So they fitted him with a pair of prosthetic shoes made of neoprene and rubber, which will allow him to walk better and minimize the pressure on his feet when he moves. Oh, I thought they, like,
people
he lost.
Can waddle.
Yeah. Well, that's cool, though. So
I like
got,
the fact that they said he's a California penguin.
Well, he's actually an African penguin. He just lives in California.
Okay.
Yeah.
California's known for penguins.
And so is Pittsburgh, surprisingly enough. All right. Penguin boots. Yeah. Pinky penguin boots.
All the other penguins are going to laugh at him.
I saw that one too, Apple Cheeks. I should have picked that one up. She says she saw an article about an elephant that stepped on a mine and got a fake leg made for him. Yeah, I saw that prosthetic elephant leg. Actually, they stole somebody's umbrella stand, stuck it right on there. It's great. That's an old man.
As long as they're not sitting on people.
Or pooping on people, man. That's the scary one. Yeah. All right. Okay, let's go to the records.
Yes.
The Pirates play baseball like penguins might. They'd probably do better if they fielded the penguins, fielded some hockey players, man. A 2,147-pound pumpkin breaks the state record at the Alaska State Fair. That is one big-ass pumpkin. 2,100-pound pumpkin. Man, I'll bet you could sail down the Mississippi in that thing. Whole family.
That's right. That's right. I can pull out that one.
This guy broke his own record. Last time he had a 2,051-pound in 2019. He named
steroids?
I don't know, man. He named the gourd Cookie Monster. I don't know why. There's a weird guy who names his gourds, but
yes.
I guess a lot of men name their gourd. Marshall's pumpkin earned a state record, but it fell short of the 2,702-pound Guinness World Record set last year by an Italian farmer, Stefano Catruppi. So, Stefano Catruppi,
that's a farmer.
His record is safe for the moment, but I don't know, that Idaho guy might get a hold of some pumpkin seed. You never know. Anything can happen.
Yep.
Okay. Here we go. A man breaks five basketball trick shot world records in 24 hours. Now, I read through this. It was the longest basketball shot, the farthest basketball shot made backward. The farthest basketball hook shot, 80 feet. And the fourth record, farthest basketball bounce shot, And the final record was a basketball shot made backwards, the farthest basketball shot backwards. So, but my question is, what's the record for the record amount of records in 24 hours? Huh?
I think
he probably has the record for the most basketball records in a 24-hour period, I would think.
Yep. Hey, squeeze as much as possible out of that.
Yeah. The Lake Charles, Louisiana.
His hook shot is terrific.
Yeah. He had a, you see, it was a 113 feet, 6 inches. That was just the longest shot. That was a three-pointer. and farthest behind the back shot was 48 feet. And the farthest hook side, 80 feet. So, yeah. The bounce shot was 95 feet. And the shot made backward was set at 84 feet. So, congratulations to this kid.
Yes.
The great
future.
Was it
a brother?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. But he's got a good future in the NBA over there. You know?
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Shoot, man.
Globetrotter.
Be picking off them three-pointers like it's funny. All right. Let's see. Ooh, going over to Italy. Italy.
Right.
Now, this is pretty badass. Why are we going to Italy? I said, it was in Milan, Italy that the record was set, but it was a German martial artist named Hammerhands, appropriately. Muhammad Karamanovich, nicknamed Hammerhand. He took the record for the most baseball bats broken with one hand in 1 minute. Nice. Karate chops.
Nice shit.
68 karate chops in 1 minute. Swing, swing, swing. That's a lot. Man, that's a lot of wood.
That is.
More than one a second. He'd previously, well, we might have reported on this. He previously broke the record for most coconuts smashed with one hand. Remember that one?
I'm
pretty sure we did that one a few weeks ago.
I'm
surprised his hand.
Grapes. Grapes and grapes.
I'm surprised his hand recovered from them coconuts, though, you know, to do bats.
Yeah.
He's an older
fella,
too.
Yeah.
He looks like a librarian, but he's hammerhead.
Don't fuck with him. Don't fuck with the hammerheads.
No. They come in handy on his day off, too. All right. Finally, not a guy from Idaho, but a former Australian pro caught a football dropped from 727.98 feet. Basically, 728 feet
Jesus
in the
Christ.
Air. Dropped from a helicopter.
Oh, man.
That thing's got to be coming in at a high speed.
Uh-huh.
He tried to break the record on a TV show, but failed in 2021. So he made another attempt Thursday during a live broadcast of the same morning show in Australia, and he caught it, man. So, congratulations.
Jeez, I don't know how he does that.
What's his name? Hammerhands. No, Brendan Vivola, a.k.a. now he's known as Hammerhands. He broke the record of 600 feet, which was set in April 2021 by NFL star, I am only reading this because I love this guy's name, Rob Gronkowski. Is that a great football name or what?
That is.
Ron Gronkowski over here.
Yeah.
I like to shave, don't you? All right. Well, that's all I got, man. Slow news week. Who knew?
All right. Okay.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
Stop.
starting off with a question about, do you ever resent anybody else recording your songs?
No, never.
No, never.
It's all good. It's all good stuff, you know, whatever anyone does with it. They always make it different and normally better than we did.
You seriously mean that?
Well, yes, quite often. Yes.
I don't agree on that point, but...
Not always better than you.
John doesn't agree.
No, it's just the opposite, I think. But it's still good than all doing it.
Really drunk at the time.
All right, was that Paul that agreed with me?
Yeah.
No shit, Paul. Whoa, Paul.
I was watching a video, Beatle video, and that was, you know, the conversation was on there. I thought, that's funny. Put that one on a show. Find a good cover.
Going possum.
John doesn't agree. And then they go on a little further and agree that, well, maybe not better, but the different ones are better, like when Peggy Lee does covers them or something.
Yeah.
I thought Cheap Trick did a heck of a job.
Oh, yeah.
I love Cheap Trick stuff.
That was a terrific cover they did.
Yeah. Well, they could play the Beatles, man.
Uh-huh.
In fact,
how
they
about
covered
Free Count Basie?
Yeah. Oh,
that's completely different. Yeah.
But the guy, I know the guitarist from Cheap Trick played with John Lennon on his last couple albums.
Oh, is it really? I didn't know that.
And Maybe one of the other guys from the band, too. But, yeah. Yeah, man. So, well, I shouldn't have blown my taco story so quickly, man. I got nothing left, man.
I might actually hit there. I've been going to Arby's, which is right next door to our Taco Bell.
Yeah, man. I bet you could cram down two of them Taco Supremes there.
Yeah.
I get the Supreme because it's got the sour cream on there.
Yep. And I like sour cream.
That's what that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Because a regular taco, no sour cream.
Gotta have a sour cream.
I've been known to use my own hot sauce though, because their hot sauce is a little too chili pepper, I think, or something.
I don't use any sauce.
Oh, I like the hot sauce. I like it a hot sauce. I gotta have it a hot sauce. I've been eating salads the last week. Good for something.
Have you dropped some more? Since the five pounds now?
No, I put that 5 pounds back on. That's why I've been eating salads all week.
Oh, okay.
I'm back up to what I was, man. But this time I'm bound and determined. This is my first beer all day. I saved one Canadian.
There you go. Save for possum.
Delicious. I think make that last to the sing out, man. All right. Let's see. We got all kind of music and crap. Let's see. You want to, well, I don't know.
Lay something on us before the old yodel.
Oh, yeah, for sure. What do we got, man? Deep, 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 deep. Which I got some of these. Here, we got all kind of tunes. Holy cow. Oh, by the way, Ford, everybody loved the party at Ground Zero.
Yes.
Duty. I still got Gary Moore.
Gary Moore. Well, they had Gary Moore on this again. That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, we played that already. Give me the deuce over here. How about a Decker's Dance?
Yeah, okay. Decker's Dance Party.
Alright. Well, here's a freaky one. I have no idea, man. This has probably been sitting there for a year. Alright, everybody get on your dance shoes.
Now, I have no objection to the twist as such. But it does represent some kind of change in our standards. What has happened to our concepts of beauty and decency and morality?
If you don't do it, you're just considered out. I don't know of anyone that doesn't do it at the moment.
I love to take my baby to a movie show, so I can try to smooch her while the lights are low. But she won't cuddle to a story of romance. There's only one way I've got a chance. It takes the Batman, Wolfman, Frankenstein or Dracula to put her in the mood for love. It takes the cat, girl, dog, boy, creature from the Black Lagoon to make her feel like making love. It takes a monster from outer space to make my baby want my embrace. And when I hold her, she's like a dream. If only she can hear somebody scream. Parking down in Lover's Lane, and lots of moonlight doesn't drive the girl insane. She thinks that dreamy music really is a bore, but I found out what she's looking for. It takes the Batman, Wolfman,
Frankenstein or Dracula, to make her tender as can be. It takes a cat, girl, dog, boy, creature from the Black Lagoon, to get her making love with me. If there's a madman whose teeth are curled, who grows a bed bug that wrecks the world, she gets romantic. It's really quaint when all the other women start to faint.
Ready
for Halloween.
Yeah. He liked that.
Well, so there's Tubi movies this month.
I know. That's what Dope said. He says it sounds like if he gets Tubi, he'll be all set.
Hey, would you like to buy a monkey?
Yeah, King
Kong. Indeed.
Yeah. All right. Clap, clap, says G.T. Trenton. Most excellent. It's hard to please Mr. Trenton. Or, I'm sorry, Admiral Trenton.
A lot of chicks out there love Halloween shit.
Yeah, yeah. There's always stuff hanging around here on the old thing. You never know what's going to happen. Oh, boy. There's one from the pandemic, apparently. yeah. I got one called Frankenstein Boots, but I...
Frankenstein Boots?
Yeah. I have no idea what the fuck that is, man. So I say, stay away. Stay away. Stay away. Kumquats!
Indeed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Would you like to buy some monkeypox, says Ford. Beauty. Yeah, speaking of next Monday, we'll be here next Monday.
Sure.
But the next Monday, probably not.
Okay.
Because I'm going to Cincinnati, Ohio.
Hey.
For the Oktoberfest.
Ah, nice. It's a big game.
Always,
great to see it back on.
Yeah. Always have it in September. So I'll probably see Miss Toon and Two-Handed Mikey and the whole gang.
Nice.
Good times. Good times. Make some dough. And you got to, in this business, you got to make the dough when you can make the dough. Do you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Over here?
Is that the only time you get to see Terry Toon? Is that once a year at Cincinnati?
Sometimes she comes to the taste.
Yeah.
But not this year. I haven't seen her. I don't think I've seen her since before the pandemic.
No shit.
If I'm not mistaken. Yeah. You'll have that.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the curse of having one beer, you know? I know when I finish it, I'm going to be like...
It's like one potato chip.
Yeah. Man, I could use another beer. But nope. Especially not the... That's my last Molson for a while. If I drink any beer, it's going to be Natty Lights, man.
There you go.
I got to go with the low carb, man. That's the
no
key.
Budweiser Zero.
And oh, man, those are rough. Comes from the same vat, I think. It's like Natty's, but just a little lighter. But if I just, you know, if I keep it to a dull roar with the Natty's, I should be all right. I should be able to lose some weight. And
we'll work it out.
We'll buzz once in a while. I don't know. I'm spoiled. All right. Well, what are you going to do? drink beer. He likes his beer. All right.
That's
you know what we haven't done in a while is pray.
Okay. There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the possum prayer.
Let us praise God. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, you are so big. So absolutely huge. Gosh, we're all really impressed down here, I can tell you.
Gosh, we're all really impressed down here, I can tell you.
Forgive us, O Lord, for this our dreadful toadying. But you're so strong and, well, just so...
Bounced over to right field wall for a book rule double. Or what are they? It's not a book rule double. It's something else.
I did a hit of my Delta 8 and almost had a coughing fit during that.
Delta 8. Shoppa. Ah, beer belch. So good. So good. So good.
Savor it, baby.
Yeah, that was a little ditty called Gwen and the Werewolf. I thought it kept in the theme we had getting there. Excuse me. Man. These beers are making me belch. Well, this is about as sober as I've been at this point in the show. Since we started doing these, it's kind of sad. Sad, sad state of affairs, I must say. Well, all good things must come to an end.
Yes.
Let me make sure I have my cue.
He's cue to go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got my other one there, but unfortunately...
Oily, 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 oily,
No, you silly. She's yodeling about the Wolfman, of course. She's get on the trolley.
What title did she give that? Because all it was just yodeling. There was nothing. No lyrics.
It was all year. It was 100% yodel called the Yodeler's Dance. And okay. I think a little bit of it goes a long way.
There you go.
I think if that was a 3-minute yodel, we'd all be like a little worn out. Maybe have
exactly.
to call Uber. Yeah.
Uber.
So, GT could have sneezed and missed the whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't so bad. But that's cool. We have time to bore these people to tears over here. All right.
There you go.
All right, I gotta do this because the Molson's almost done. I got about 3 more swigs here. Why do they have to make beer so damn delicious?
Exactly.
Man, I gotta find a good fake. Well, see, the fake beer's got the calories. That doesn't help me. That doesn't help me. It's not the alcohol. It's the calories.
Yeah, fake beer gets you to move through the real shit. It's hard to.
Yeah. Yeah,
just stay
true.
Off of it.
Yeah, stick with the natties. I drank them for years. Years.
There you go.
Cheap beer, and I you know, kept my girlish figure. but these Molsons and the MGDs and that kind of shit, man, I think that's what's putting it on. Molson Canadian.
Water.
But they are delicious. Don't get me wrong, people at Molson. It's a delicious beer, and if you wanted to send me a few free cases, I plug your product every week here on my podcast.
There you go.
I think that'd be okay. I'd call it payola.
That'd be all
right. Yeah, it wouldn't be profiting from this sketchy radio thing we do here. Fake radio. Hope says the mosquitoes have been bad. Cake's cat just ate a mosquito. I haven't been bit too much by mosquitoes this summer. They usually get me.
I was bitten in the head by something. I don't know what the hell it was.
Molson Canadian.
Right
now, when I go out in my yard, man, my legs get these little teeny weeny bites. I don't think they're mosquitoes.
Probably
these
not.
These little annoying little nipskies all over the place. Yeah, well.
I got a yellow jacket all over the porch.
Oh, jeez. That's
I go out there three times a day smoking.
Oh, man.
Yeah, me and the bees get along fine.
Well, you're smoking, too. That, they don't want to be around.
Yeah.
Big old fat cigar. All right, man. Well, thanks for coming, everybody. Get the transporter
up here.
Well, say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody. And energize.
It was a lucky April shower. It was the most convenient door. I found $1 million baby in a five and dime store. The rain continued for an hour. I hung around for three or four. Around $1 million baby from a five and dime store. You know that she was selling candy. And when she rolled those eyes, I bought so much candy till I was twice my size. If you should run into a shower and wanna step inside my door, you'll meet $1 million baby from a five and dime store. That she was selling candy, and when she rolled those eyes, I bought so much candy that I was twice my size. If you should run into a shower and want to step inside my door, you'll meet $1 million baby from a five and dime store. $1 million baby from a five and dime store.
You've just seen the first half of The Executioners. Join us next week for its dramatic and exciting conclusion.
Now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.
Do it again. I like it.
Tommy. Lost the dear professor. So I will fast forward to the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen. Without any further ado, I give you the guy from Mr. Ed.
This has been a Filmways television presentation.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.